Hello.
Hello.
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about Fresno County. May I speak with Matthew?
Yes, this is Matthew.
Oh, all right. Well, Matthew, are you currently registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature, and the election for county office will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote at all?
I'm not so sure.
So would that maybe be chances are 50-50? Will you probably vote?
Yeah, 50-50.
All right. So in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president in state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, if you vote, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote for those offices?
I'll probably vote, but... yeah, I'll probably vote, but...
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
2002.
All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race they haven't listed?
I would say white, but I'm not really sure about my religion.
All right. So, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you think things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the... that's a hard question. I would probably say in the right direction.
In the right direction? All right. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So if you could please tell me which one of these concerns is like the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the like issues are as goes. Public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, and water policy.
I would probably say a little bit of inflation.
Inflation and cost of living?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. So the first person would be Steve Brandow.
Never heard of him.
All right. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
All right. Gary Bredefeld?
Nope.
Would that nope be, like, very unfavorable?
Never heard
somewhat?
Of that.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
I would say a 3, which is somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
All right. What about Paul Dictos?
Never heard of him.
All right. And what about Gavin Newsom?
Ooh. I would go with the most favorable, not very favorable, but most favorable.
All right. Well, in the favorable categories, it goes very favorable and somewhat favorable for, like, the positive-ish ones. So under what category would you say that falls under?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Okay, so now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman slash council member, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA slash assessor dash recorder, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, and Steve Rendell, who's a county supervisor slash businessman, who would you vote for?
Probably vote. Vote for Steve Rendell.
Steve Rendell?
Yeah.
All right. So now, how certain are you that you would vote for Steve Rendell, county supervisor slash businessman? Are you very certain that you would vote for him? Somewhat certain or not certain at all?
Somewhat sure.
All right. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's excellent? Good, just there, or poor?
I would say good.
Good, all right. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brendow as county supervisor? Would you say it's excellent, good, just there, or poor?
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 out of 5. Excellent.
Excellent. All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate like Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, if you could please tell me if this will make you more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the first one is a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you be much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for them?
Somewhat likely.
All right. So would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. What about a candidate who's a Democrat?
I would say somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County much more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business tax.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
I would say I would likely vote.
Would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Yeah, much more likely.
Much more likely? All right. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat more likely.
Mm-hmm. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat more likely. And can this one be the last? Can the next one be the last one? Because I gotta go that soon.
Oh, well, we're already at 51% done, and after this, it's going to be, like, very, very short, like, I promise.
Okay.
All right. So, a candidate, also, I can go a little bit faster if you want, maybe?
Yeah, that can work.
All right. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Somewhere more likely.
All right. Now, next, I'm going to read you just a few statements about three of the next candidates for county supervisor. After each one, if you could please tell me if this would be, like, a good chance that you vote for them, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance. So the first one is Gary Bredefeld, who currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for the law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected too. So would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for him?
Good chance.
Alright. Okay, the next one is like the same kind of thing. It's just good chance, fair chance, small chance, and no chance of getting vote for him. But this one is about Paul Dictos. So Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public.
Fair chance.
All right. Steve Brindell currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brindell has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brindell is a MAGA Republican who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, small chance, or no chance your vote you'll be voting for him?
More chance.
All right. Now, if you're hearing all this information about, like, the three past candidates and all the stuff you may know about these candidates, would you say that if you had to vote today for Fresno County Supervisor, would you vote for Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman slash council member, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA slash assessor dash recorder, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, or Steve Brindell, who's a county supervisor slash businessman?
I would vote for Gary.
Gary. All right. Okay, now these next questions are just very fast, or just for, like, statistical purposes. So, generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or whatever?
I would be a Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm a conservative.
All right, would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I would say somewhat conservative.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Buchanan High School.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm currently living with my parents.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions. I truly appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.